Good afternoon. This is your conference operator. Welcome to Acosta Verde's second quarter 2023 earnings call. After the speaker's remarks, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask your question during this time, you may register by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. You may press star two if you would like to remove your question. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Mondano, Grupo Acosta Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today to discuss Acosta Verde's second quarter 2023 consolidated results. I'm joined on today's call by a few members of our executive team, including Jesús Acosta Castellanos, our CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño Berrega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we released our quarterly report, and we hope you have an opportunity to review it. All our reports are available on our website via investor section. If you want to be included in future distributions, please do not hesitate to contact us at investors@grupoav.com. Before we proceed, I must remind everyone that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the results in accordance with IFRS, and will be mentioned only to measure the operating performance of the company. It is possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers that there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by the future estimates. We encourage you to review our financial statements and quarterly report, where you can find a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. Following the prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions and would like to turn the call over to Jesús Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. It is an honor to welcome you to our second quarterly earnings call of the year. In this quarter, expected results were achieved, goals were completed, and challenges were overcome. We are committed to continue the progress and strengthen our position in the market, which has led to commendable outcomes. We take great pride in sharing that we have exceeded our expectations in terms of financial performance, leading to several positive outcomes. Our NOI has experienced remarkable growth, driven by strong results, sales performance in our retail stores, and increase in visitors foot traffic in our shopping centers. Additionally, the film industry's recovery has also played a significant role in contributing to the overall success of our shopping centers. We are pleased to share that these achievements have had a direct impact on our credit rating. On June 21st, 2023, Fitch Ratings upgraded the ratings of Acosta Verde's CB15 bond certificates from AA+ to AAA. It is worth noting that the AAA rating is the highest possible rating awarded by Fitch, reflecting our unwavering commitment to financial prudence and operational excellence. This rating upgrade is a recognition of the observed improvement in our performance, as reflected in the latest review, and underscores the strength of our cash flows generated by our shopping centers. Since 2021, our collections have recovered to pre-pandemic levels and have demonstrated greater and sustainable growth, in line with the high quality of our portfolio. This has allowed us to implement rental price increases, maintain low tenant turnover, and reduce lease renewal risk. As part of our continuous dedications to improve the visitor experience, we have implemented various initiatives, including promoting existing events and creating attractive spaces in our shopping centers. Our goal is to provide a warm, safe, and enjoyable environment for all of our visitors. Another highlight of this quarter was the construction of the Sendero Ensenada project was reactivated. The development is progressing according to plan, with an expected opening in March 2024. This exciting addition to our property portfolio will strengthen our presence in the region and will elevate the shopping center experience we offer to our valued customers. Furthermore, we are excited to witness the potential and positive impact of the nearshoring phenomenon in our shopping centers. Thanks to the strategic locations of our establishments, we have experienced a growing ecosystem, where approximately 70% of our GLA benefits from this trend. This would lead to potential for more well-paid job opportunities and consequently, the possibility of increased visitors foot traffic to our shopping centers, resulting in higher purchasing power among our customers compared to previous years. In conclusion, we are pleased to report outstanding results for this quarter. Our team has worked vigorously to achieve these accomplishments, and we are proud of what we have achieved so far. I extend my gratitude to the effort and perseverance of Acosta Verde talent. And together with our customers and investors, we have achieved an extraordinary first half of results. We remain committed to the same dedication and determination to achieve the goals set for this year. Now, I will hand it over to Hernán Treviño for a detailed overview of our operational indicators.
Thank you, Jesús. At the end of second quarter 2023, Acosta Verde's portfolio remained the same as previous quarter, comprised by a total GLA of 442,000 square meters across 17 properties strategically located throughout the region. Our commitment to selecting prime locations is evident in our portfolio occupancy rate, which stands at 93.8%. This represented an improvement of 1.5 percentage points compared to the same period in second quarter of 2022, reflecting our dedication to creating attractive and thriving spaces that meet the diverse needs of valued tenants and visitors. During the second quarter, we have witnessed an increase in the number of visitors in our shopping centers. The foot traffic amounted to 27.3 million visitors, marking a 12% increase compared to the same quarter of the previous year. This notable growth can be attributed to the successful performance of the retail stores and the recovery of the film industry, which has played a significant role in contributing to the overall success of our shopping centers. Additionally, our foot traffic when comparing same shopping centers over the same period of time of 2019 achieved a 94% of the foot traffic. For the six-month period, our shopping centers' foot traffic reached 50.5 million visitors, reflecting a 7.4% increase compared to the same period in 2022. The foot traffic for the same shopping centers was at 93% level compared to the foot traffic recorded during the first 6 months of 2019. This resilience and adaptability of our shopping centers to changing market dynamics further solidify the attractiveness and long-term potential of our portfolio. Furthermore, our parking lots have experienced a rise in traffic, registering approximately 6.1 million vehicles during second quarter 2023, representing a 9% increase compared to the previous year's quarter of 2022. The portfolio, according to the same parking income spaces, had a vehicular traffic of 3.4% below the operations registered in the same quarter in 2019. We have also been able to enhance our income per vehicle. In the accumulated annual results, at the end of the first 6 months of the year, 11.5 million vehicles entered our shopping centers, a figure 10% higher than the same period in 2022. Moreover, when comparing the current period to the same period in 2019 for the same shopping centers, our parking lots have successfully regained pre-pandemic traffic levels, demonstrating same level of foot traffic. This achievement is a testament to the resilience of our properties and the unwavering confidence of our customers in choosing our Costa Verde shopping centers as their preferred destinations. On another positive note, our lease spread performance was 6.9% based on over 12,000 square meters replaced and renewed during the second quarter of 2023. This adds to our accumulated spread of 6% for the six-month period based on 37,000 square meters replaced and renewed. These figures reflect the strength and efficiency of our leasing strategies and underline our ability to create attractive and sustainable leasing arrangements with our tenants. The Costa Verde collections have been remarkable, achieving a collection efficiency of 100% compared to the quarterly invoicing. This is a strong indication that the company is efficiently managing its resources and has a strong tenant relationship. From an ESG perspective, during this quarter, as part of our community or commitment to transparency in the company's ESG information towards our main stakeholders, we responded to the Amafore ESG questionnaire. There is a new information requirement that is answered by the issuer of the stock markets in Mexico. Through this tool, the Afores will have access to approved information, and from this, they will define their ESG analysis models. In the social sphere, the company concluded the application of an organizational climate survey, in which the following best valued aspects stand out. One, personal situation of employees. Two, general situation of each team and or department. Three, general sentiment to the company's environment. And four, organizational leadership. Costa Verde maintains its commitment to being a sustainable company, which is why we continue to promote initiatives that are part of our ESG strategy. Now, let us move on to our financial results with Edgar.
Thank you, Hernan. For the second quarter 2023, Costa Verde achieved an NOI of 318 million pesos, marking a 19% increase compared to the same period last year, when it was 266 million pesos. The NOI margin for the second quarter 2023 stood at 89%. Moving on to the accumulated results for the first 6 months of 2023, our NOI increased a 20%, reaching 615 million pesos from 508 million pesos in the same period 2022. The NOI margin for the semester of 2023 was 88%, increasing 2% year over year. I'd like to emphasize that the NOI figures present are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrual basis. While some companies that choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision making. Please note that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the second quarter of 2023 was 324 million pesos, representing a 24% increase compared to 261 million pesos in the second quarter of 2022. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and the cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investors section. Focusing on accrued-based indicators, for the second quarter of 2023, Acosta Dobla achieved a total revenue of $361 million, increasing 21% from the same period in 2022 when it was $299 million. Among the accumulated result, total revenue reached $696 million, mainly driven by an 18% increase of $107 million compared to 2022. The significant growth was primarily explained by $105 million increase in the lease income. Additionally, the company's operating EBITDA for the second quarter of 2023 reached $276 million, representing a 36% increase or $74 million compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The operating EBITDA margin for the second quarter 2023 was 75%, reaching a 14% increase from the same period last year. For the six-month period of 2023, the operating EBITDA was $483 million, indicating a 30% increase with a margin EBITDA increase of 9.7%, reaching a 68% margin. The growth in operating EBITDA for the second quarter and the six-month period was primarily driven by higher lease income, particularly from increased fixed rent. At the end of June 2023, Acosta Verde's loan-to-value ratio remained stable, maintaining a level of 14% year-over-year. Regarding our total debt, at the end of June 2023, it was $4,946 million, representing a 13% decrease or $712 million less compared to the same period last year. This decrease was primarily due to the prepayment of Fondo Mexicali and Trust 2715 Suanco Stores loans, amounting to $480 million. After deducting the cash and equivalent from the total debt, we are left with a total net debt of $2,235 million. It's important to note that the company's debt is denominated in Mexican pesos, while approximately 83% of our cash and equivalents are held in US dollars. As of the end of June 2023, Acosta Verde's cash position was at $2,534 million, representing a 24% decrease of $784 million less than the balance in December 2022. This decrease was primarily attributed to the prepayment of the Sendero Mexicali and Trust 2715 Banco Stores loans of $480 million, coupled with a lower exchange rate that negatively affected the balance by $254 million and the dividend payment of $135 million. In conclusion, I express my sincere gratitude to each of you dedicating your time to listen to our presentation today. We are looking forward to addressing any questions you may have during the Q&A session. With that said, let's move to the Q&A section. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. And for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, it is star 1. We will pause for a brief moment to poll for questions. There are no questions at this time. Would you like to make some closing comments?
Yes, that will conclude the program. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We appreciate your time and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You may now disconnect your lines. The conference has concluded. Thank you for your participation.